Glory to you, God, whose power working in us right now is doing infinitely more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Which one of you has not lost a set of car keys? It is a panicky, frustrating moment. If you're on your way out the door and you just don't remember where you laid them. I did just that the other night when I needed to get somewhere. I hastily looked around. But I thought for a moment and pulled open a drawer in the front of the house and found a spare set which I had never used and it still has the tags on them. The next morning, I found my car keys. They were sitting by my desktop computer. What was lost was found, and I rejoiced. I had not paid attention to what I was doing when I lost my car keys. Now, Jesus, in today's gospel, was indeed paying attention, was fully present to the moment when he addressed the grumblers on his way into dinner. He did not want to miss an opportunity to teach. The religious leaders were grumbling because Jesus was paying attention to the lost members of society. The tax collectors who supported the Roman occupation they so hated, and all the rest in their local community who did not live up to their standards of religion. And they labeled them sinners. So they complained because Jesus welcomed the unwelcomed. Jesus sensed their displeasure and began, "Wouldn't you leave your flock of 99 sheep to go find the lost one? Or of the woman who lost one of her 10 coins, who searched until she found it? What was lost was found, resulting in rejoicing." Jesus was trying to open the eyes of the Pharisees and scribes to help them see beyond their judgmental, condemning attitude to believe that the lost can be found. There are three words I would like us to remember from today's gospel. Welcome, you rejoice. Jesus welcomed the unwelcomed. You matter, and God rejoices as you grow whole. But at what level do each of us believe this? That God knows us more than we know ourselves, welcomes us here just as we are, into this celebration of a Get Connected Sunday, a celebration that we are a community. We are one of God's flocks. Yes, we want to be a welcoming community, and we are not perfect. We are like lost sheep sometimes, bumping into each other as we wander forward, trying to make our way in the wilderness. We may look around and assume, by appearance, that everyone here today must be wonderfully okay. It is easy to make quick assumptions on surface appearances. But that is not really the truth of human nature, is it? None of us feel 100% all the time. Not emotionally, physically, mentally. We all have distractions, issues, deadlines and problems, physical ailments, pain of some kind or another. But the process of growing up forces us to put on a good face so we can function in society. Yet the message today is that no matter where you are on your journey, God welcomes you just as you are into God's kingdom on earth, God's family, we are all one. What does welcome feel like? It is acceptance. When Miguel, who had been homeless for several months, walked into our church office a few weeks ago, he was welcomed. Many of our parishioners have responded with food, clothes, and all kinds of things to help him set up house again. He and his mother are now in a small studio apartment in San Pedro. To them, it is a palace because it is not the street. He came to church last week, and he is here today, giving back, having arrived at 6:30 this morning to help Victor set up tables and chairs and to do whatever else he could. Miguel had felt lost. He is found, and we rejoice. We are becoming more open to sharing the truth of who we are with one another. The gift of our small group ministries is that they are supportive environments to be ourselves and to feel accepted. Joining a small group allows us to share in the mystery that God loves each of us. The nature of God is healing love. So by opening up, listening, and praying with one another, the lost parts of us are gently healed. What is lost can be found, and we can rejoice. Most of us have probably not experienced dramatic healing or shifts in life, but some of us have. God works in mysterious ways. I have seen it. I have seen teenagers with real negative attitudes be moved by the faith sharing of another teenager and decide to turn their life around. I have seen adults slowly come to realize that material gain is just not it. Wealth cannot buy peace. And I have seen the generosity of so many members of this parish respond to the assorted families and needs of Mama Hill's help. The result of reaching out is joy. The result of coming home is joy. The joy that Jesus talks about. The paradox is, the more that you give of yourself and the stuff that you have, the more joy and peace you receive, a peace that the world cannot give. A friend of mine said to me the other day that for him, the journey of life is always trying to become more found, trying to discover those parts in him that need to be whole. I know I still have parts in me that are not psychologically whole, that are a little bit lost. There are parts in me that I would rather protect than risk to open to another. There are mistakes that I've made that I would rather forget. All of these lost parts in me are not hidden to God. God wants it all to be released. Anything within us that is keeping us down. What is lost can be found, and we can be in joy again. So why is it so hard to believe that God is a welcoming presence, knows us as we are, and is waiting to forgive and heal those broken, lonely, painful parts? Sometimes it feels just too hard to be honest. But think of moments in your life when you have forgiven or have let yourself be forgiven. Finally, the tension of holding anger or resentment is released. In that moment of forgiveness, believe, Jesus, that there is joy, joy in heaven over one person that has repented. It is hard sometimes to say, I am sorry. It rattles us to the core to think we've been wrong. And if we were wronged, sometimes if the wrong cost us dearly, it feels impossible to forgive. In either case, we are lost. Until we find a moment of grace to forgive, then we are found. Today is Get Connected Sunday, or Reconnected Sunday. Let us today, during this worship service and afterwards, find it an opportunity to not just connect with one another, but especially as we continue in prayer, to be in connection with God. You are welcomed always. God loves you no matter what. And let every part of your being know the forgiveness of God. Every Sunday is a Get Connected Sunday, a Reconnected Sunday, with one another and with God. Believe that, for God is rejoicing. Amen.